Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Welcome back to Mustang, Oklahoma, where Mustang has the football at their own 20-yard line, and taking the snap is Garrett. He's taken down at the 20-yard line. So that will bring up a third down and 11 after Union took the lead 17-10. They're now playing defense. Brandon Spicer on the stop, and a big, big third down coming up, Zach.
Yeah, this is absolutely critical to stop this Mustang Broncos defense.
17-10 Union just beginning here in the fourth period. What has been a nail-biter between these two? The first two quarters, everybody played defense. The third quarter, everybody played offense. Garrett brings him back up. He'll send Thomas to the right. That makes three receivers to that side, two receivers to the left side. Garrett will be alone in the backfield, and he has run it from here an awful lot. Union adjusts, and their six defensive back set. Garrett fires it left side deep, and that ball is caught at the 45-yard line. Whoa, what a great throw and catch. Trey Brown was the guy that got beat over there. The ball was thrown to Caden Arthur, the big 6'4" senior, and that's going to be good all the way to the 49-yard line of Union. That's 30 yards and a first down.
That's a big conversion right there, and it looked like Trey Brown again. He's the man. He's a lockdown corner over there, and he's in position, and I think that's just, a 6'4" guy going to make a play.
First and 10, now Mustang at the 49 of Union. 17-10 Union just underway, fourth period. They're going to hand off on a inside sweep, and it's close. It has the ball. Got some room. 40-yard line. He's going to be down to the 39-yard line. Really nice play by Jordan Starks, because if he doesn't get him, he's gone. That's 10 more yards and another first down, I think. Yep, I think they're going to call that a first down for Mustang. They may actually measure this one. He's right at the 39-yard line. Yep, they are going to go ahead and measure that one. Close on the little inside handoff. And, you know, the hardest thing to do is teach a guy to play the ball in the air. And Union's corners all year long have been in the right place. They just haven't had the ball skills.
Yeah, they've been in great defensive position, and they fight with their hands while the ball's in the air. It's almost a lack of being able to read the receiver and know when to put your hands up and look back at the ball.
So they will call it a first down, first and 10 for Mustang. Now at Union's 39-yard line, answering quickly. Hand off inside to Thomas, and he just got popped. He got nothing. Now there's a lot of pushing and shoving going on in there. Jordan Kelly was one of the first guys. Also Devin Bajek in there, and Asa Carter and Darius Thornton. It'll be second and 10 right there. And that's, you know, really in high school nowadays, I'm not sure that I would just drop back and throw it deep every play, because you're either going to get a completion or an interference.
Yeah, and you've got enough separation where you've got athlete on athlete. You could pick the mismatch. And I think that helps, especially as the game has evolved. Is, you know, you watch college enough, you're like, man, this is going to be easy, right? You just kind of slow it down going back to high school.
Not quite. Second and 10 for Mustang. Now Union's 39-yard line, a 17-10 Union lead. Garrett is going to fire again left side deep, and that ball is going to be out of reach of anybody. There is a flag down, though, and I think that might be a procedure penalty against Mustang. We'll get the call here in a second. It's down around the 34-yard line. Could be a lineman as well. We'll see. We'll get the call. The referee is Ernie DeBernard.
We're going to march him backwards.
Yeah, looks like maybe, yep, it's a lineman downfield, or an illegal receiver downfield. Which is hard to believe, because that's just to drop back three steps and throw it deep. He had to run downfield.
He must have been firing. So he's firing out of there. He missed his block. That's why he's rolling downfield.
I guess that could be the case. You know, I could roll that far. So I mean, that fast, I think. So that's going to move the ball back to the 43-yard line of Mustang. And it'll be second down and 15 there. 9:52 to play in this game. 17-10 Union leads. Garrett has done a nice job of just throwing the ball up. His short passes have not been as good, but his deep balls have been good. Three receivers to his left. The always dangerous close is the inside man over there. The outside guy is 6'4" Caden Arthur. The guy in the middle of that over there is Ashton Jones, who's also a running back and a pretty good-sized guy himself at 6'2". Garrett back into the shotgun. He's standing just at the top of the Mustang logo. He's going to turn and hand to Thomas, and he ran into the back of his own offensive lineman. Maybe got about a yard in there. It was Asa Carter who took that offensive lineman and just shoved him backwards, and he tackled both. It'll be third down and about 13.
Yeah, that's good push there by Bajek and Carter to just block up that hole. We're nowhere for him to go.
Yeah, what do you think they're going to do here? Maybe just drop back and throw it deep to the left?
Yeah, I'd say third down, they're probably going to try to throw it deep.
Might do that. Just outside the 41-yard line of Union, they're going to need Union's 29 for the first down. 17-10 Redskins, 9 minutes to play in this third period, and a third down and 13 coming up for the Broncos. Again, three receivers to the left, one to the right. And again, Garrett, Braden Garrett in the shotgun. Thomas set to his right. Garrett with the snap, drops back, fires it right side and deep, and that ball is caught at the 20-yard line. Mason Lowe made a brilliant over-the-shoulder catch. It was McLeod again on the coverage, and again, Zach, he had decent position. He never played the ball.
You're right. He's right up in press coverage, and they do the right thing there on the Broncos. They have press coverage, and they go to that guy. McLeod's in great position. It's right on the sideline. He threw a great ball. And McLeod's just got to bring that ball up and bring his hand up and knock that ball out.
Yep, he never raised his arm to knock the ball down. First and 10, now Mustang at the 19-yard line of Union. Again, three receivers to the right, one to the left. Set off quickly. Here goes Garrett. He's going to try to run it, and he got lit up by Spicer. Boy, Brandon Spicer. Garrett kind of picked his way, and Spicer came through and just smacked him. He's going to lose a yard back to the 21, second and 11.
Looked like they were going to try to throw to that little swing pass to Thomas, and Kyrie Fisher was coming off the corner there to cover him. It didn't have anything to do, so Garrett went to tuck it down, and just about that time, like you said, Spicer was flying through the middle.
That is a true option right there. He can throw it if he wants, run it if he wants. 8:41 to go in this game, 17-10 Union, but a second and 11 now for Mustang just outside Union's 20. They'll shift two players to the right. One of those is Lowe, just caught the long ball, two to the left. Garrett in the shotgun, Thomas behind him. He's going to hand to Thomas. No, Garrett kept it. He got away from one at the 15. Garrett at the 10. Garrett inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. Oh, Garrett made a tremendous fake. Landon Wood and Patrick Fields on the final tackle, but he should have been tackled back around the, I think, 17 or so yard line. Jordan Starks just missed him. It's first and goal.
He just shook a tackle there and made a couple extra yards.
Union going to be tricked quickly trying to run players on and off the field, but they can't get them all off. They hand inside to Thomas, but whistles blow. Union did not get their players off, and that's just terrible disorganization. So what will happen here is this will be a penalty against Union for procedure, and that will move the ball from about the 8-yard line or the 7 down to around the 3.5.
Coach Frederick's out on the 10-yard line just giving it to the referee, I think. I'm not sure what the confusion was, but it looks like the defense maybe was in the wrong. And I thought maybe they would let that play out, but they blew it dead.
Let's go down to Jeff Johns.
Yeah, Coach Fred just went out on the field, and he said, I thought I called timeout. He was trying to get a timeout in before the ref threw that flag out. I'm not sure why they blew it dead, but he thought he had it.
All right, but he didn't, obviously, so because they went ahead and assessed the penalty. So we do have a timeout. We'll take a quick break as well. 17-10 Union, but Mustang threatening now at the 7-yard line of the Redskins. This is Union football on KRMG.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody. But if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Back in Mustang, the Mustang Broncos run from the 7-yard line to Union's 1. Garrett on the quarterback keeper, and now it'll be second and goal from the 1 for the Mustang. 7:50 to play here in this game. Union leading 17-10, but we are close to a tie.
The Broncos. They've got Dante in the backfield.
Ricky Stromberg's out playing a little defense. They've got the big defensive lineman out there playing a little defense, and they're going to try to hand it off, and Union swarms him behind the line of scrimmage. Garrett tried to hand that thing off, and he's taken down behind the line of scrimmage is Thomas. The guy they have out there is Deontay Thomas, who's the 268-pounder, and now they're going to take him off the field and go back to the regular offense, and Stromberg will come back off. So the ball back down to the just outside the 3-yard line, second and goal right there, and a nice job by that Union defense.
Yeah, great job by the defense there. And how did Lee Barnes get in the backfield that quickly?
You know, for a big dude, he's got great feet. Again, Mustang very, very deliberate in their pace tonight. Three receivers to the right, and they send them far to the right to spread the field. They're going to hand inside to Thomas, and he is hit at the one-yard line. Does not get in, or did he? Nope, he did not. They're going to call him down at the one. Thomas looked like at about the three he might get knocked down, but he dragged defenders with him. Baycheck is getting up off the bottom of that pile. So is Spicer. And it's going to be third and goal from the one-yard line for the Broncos.
Yeah, I was trying to see who made that first hit. Darius Thompson, I think, is Thomas is who made the first hit. Man, I thought he was going to get stopped, like you said, at the three. And that's going to be a very, very close fourth down.
Yeah, pardon me, it is fourth down. The football, we are at the less than one-yard line. Defensive linemen's feet are in the end zone. Fourth and less than a yard to go. Fourth and goal. Garrett in the shotgun. Garrett hands to Thomas, and he burst into the end zone for the touchdown. Very difficult to stop him from there. It'd have to be all penetration. And we have a 17-16 game with 6 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Somebody's going to come out of this with home field advantage in the first round, but it won't be easy.
Well, that's a big drive. That's, going to put it right back here with the field goal to make it tied up. And, just relentless. Like we saw the first half, all defense. The second half, just continue. The offense has found a way to, make something happen.
Well, Mustang looked for a minute like they may go for two, but that's just the wacky formations they sometimes line up in. They're going to bring their kicker back, Eric Carrion. Union could block the kick, I suppose, or Carrion could miss, but he's been pretty good this year. Teams are ready. There's the snap. Ball's down, and it was close, but Union didn't get there, and it's good. So with 6:07 to play in this game, we have ourselves a barn burner. 17-17, Union and Mustang. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-960-1575. 800-960-1575.
Optima Tax Relief.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FS, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back in Mustang as the short pooch kick goes down to around the 37-yard line. Union jumps up and falls on it. That's going to be the Union football right around the 37-yard line. First down, and I don't blame him for the pooch kick. These two teams have been dangerous on the returns. The 13-play, 79-yard drive by Mustang took 5 minutes and 9 seconds. Thomas's one-yard run and the extra point makes it 17-17. So that's where we are, 17-17 right now with 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Union first and 10, and Zach, we've had two very guts drives. Time for another one.
Yeah, I need a drive here, and it was set up here just to start by a great, smart heads-up play there by Jordan Starks going to fall on that ball. That's something that Norman North did twice.
First and 10, Union. The ball's going to be at their 37-yard line. Two receivers near side, one AK, one is CJ. Nothing but letters on this side. In the shotgun once again is Davenport. Grady looking, trying to throw the wheel route count. Now he gets out and runs to his left. He's going to go out of bounds around the 40-yard line. They put Darius Boone in the game and tried to run the wheel, and he came out of the backfield flying downfield, but didn't do him any good. He couldn't get to him. It was going to be a gain of about three, though, second and seven.
Well, Jeff John said that Roland's back in the game, and he made a great block there to make sure that the defender ran right by Davenport.
Now at the 40-yard line, their own 40, second and seven, Union. Davenport runs to his right, fakes, throws. That ball's going to be caught. What a brilliant catch out there by Nichols. Whoa, Nichols had to go wide at the 45-yard line, made that catch and stretched himself right up near the first down. Gabe McBride there on the coverage, but he's going to be, well, they're going to give him the first down. Oh, I thought he might be a little short. They'll give it to him, and Union moves the chains. Now first and 10 at their own 48.
I just love that guy. He's not always in the game playing, making catches. And then they throw it to him. He catches the ball.
That doubles to either side for Davenport, who's going to turn and hand inside to Shamari Brooks. Shamari powers to the left side across the 50-yard line. Boy, he just laid down his shoulder and just trucked a guy. Ran over one, and that first guy he ran over, I think, was Wardlow. May have been McBride. He got about three or four, but that's a tough four. And it's second down and about six. Now the ball at the 48-yard line of Mustang. Davenport again in the shotgun. Davenport fakes, throws to the left, caught by A.K. Wilson at the 45. He jumps forward down to around the 43. McBride on the tackle. Crisp drive for Union. They'll end up with third and about one now. Ball set at the 43-yard line of Mustang. Two receivers again to either side. Again under center, or pardon me, in the shotgun is Davenport. Hands right side to Shamari Brooks, and he pushes forward, gets the first down across the 40. Determined running by Shamari Brooks as he continues on. Garrett Kilpatrick with a tackle. Aaron Copas helped him, but it's another first down. Now the 38-yard line of the Broncos.
Tell you what, the only way to bring down Shamari is by tackling his feet, because they just continue to drive if you don't stop them.
Three receivers right side, one to the left. Richardson, or pardon me, Morris here to the left side by himself. Hand off inside again to Shamari Brooks. He powers forward across the 35, puts the helmet into a chest, and goes down to the 34-yard line. Case Woodward's the guy who felt that, and it's going to be second down and about six. That's a good first down gain of four.
Good hustle there by Shamari, just making it downfield and moving the pile. When his progress stopped, it continues to fall.
Davenport in the shotgun, hands to Shamari again. He dances to the outside and then pushes his way back up in the middle. Oh, how did he find that gap? Shamari Brooks got across the 30, down to the 29. I think they'll mark him back at the 30. Wow, what a run there by Shamari Brooks, the tackle by Copas. But that's going to be a gain of about two. We've got a big third down and two. 4 minutes to play in this game. Mustang and Union tied at 17 and third down and two. Davenport raises, quickly throws left side. C.J. Moore makes the catch. He's down to the 25-yard line, and we're down to Jeff Johns.
Yeah, guys, I've been watching Mario Rolland since he went back into the game, and he's noticeably uncomfortable, but he just made a pull block on that cutback by Shamari and made a really big block. He's uncomfortable, but he just keeps getting back in.
At the 25-yard line of Mustang, first and 10 Union. Davenport hands inside again to Brooks. Not a lot there, but Shamari pushes forward. That offensive line now, Zach, getting 2-3 yards of push. Probably just a lot of tired defenders out there. The middle of the defense makes the tackle. It'll be second and eight.
Yeah, when you start to get the little drive off the ball, that helps open those lanes a little bit wider for Shamari to work through. He's been really patient and very surgical to pick his lane.
Two receivers to either side again for Davenport in the shotgun. Brooks set to his left. Now at the 23-yard line, second and eight for Union. 3:18 to go in this game, and we are tied at 17 apiece. And, yes, it's been that good of a football game. Inside receiver to this near side is going to be A.K. Wilson. There's the snap and the handoff, and he's got room. Shamari Brooks at the 15. Shamari Brooks at the 10. First and goal, Union. Oh, boy, what a block up front. Garrett Kilpatrick made the tackle. There was a block, pardon me.
Hoopengardner.
It was Hoopengardner who just pancaked a guy. First and goal, Redskins at the 10. They're trying to go very, very quickly in the... A flag comes out, and I think Union is going to have a procedure penalty for trying to go a little too fast.
May not have been set. I saw you looking back towards the back, and Hoopengardner just absolutely pancaked the guy. It was, you know, we call it splashing him.
Yep.
He was laying on him, giving it to him.
Realize how young he is?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't even see. He's a monster. I didn't figure.
He's a sophomore.
Hoop?
No, I'm sorry. I was wrong guy. He's a senior. They have a sophomore who's about his size who's just going to be a monster. All right, so they're going to move it back to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and goal from the 15. 3 minutes to go in this game. Union and the Mustang Broncos tied at 17 apiece.
It's still kind of a tricky, the Mustang Broncos, right?
Yeah, I still hate it. I still hate it. I really do. I'm just going to call them Mustang and leave it at that. Well, you know, their logo is the Denver Broncos logo, right? But it'd be easy to tell that, but we're on the other side of it. So all we're seeing is the top of the horse's head. It's more the view that you got in The Godfather.
Is that different than seeing it in the horse's mouth?
Probably. I'm normally on the other end. All right, I got a heck of a game here. They're taking some time here to get this all straightened out. But they did drop the flag, and that backed Union up. And the... I don't know, they're having some kind of conversation over there on the other side. The coaches at Mustang want to talk about something. 3 minutes to play, 17-17. Oh, they reset the clock. It was at 3, now it's 3:13. 17-17, the two teams, and Union at the 15-yard line of Mustang and threatening. Davenport under center, fakes to his left, looks. He fires to the end zone. That ball is caught by C.J. Moore at the 5, but he can't get away. C.J. was right near the goal line when the ball was thrown, but he jumped up and came back to it. That's what you're supposed to do. Dominic Venegas made the tackle, but C.J. got it closer. He's down around the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and goal from there.
And that ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, so great job there just getting the ball and making a completion after that tip.
You know, they may be able to get a first down inside the 1, Zach. I think they can, so we'll call it second and about 5. Back in the shotgun, Davenport hands inside. Shamari Brooks, tough sliding. He got nothing. Maybe a 0.5 yard, but not a whole lot there. Coming up out of that pile was Carter Rees. So it's going to be third down and about 5 now. They're going to mark him just outside the 5-yard line. 17-17, 2:17 to play. I don't think Union will get too crazy here because they do have the field goal chance. Davenport in the shotgun again. One receiver far out to the right is Richardson. Davenport hard count, but they won't jump. Now he turns, looks to his left to the sidelines. The signs come up over here. C.J. Moore left side. Brooks shifts to the left as well. There's the snap. They pump fake, throw to the back of the end zone, and it's well over the head of C.J. Moore. That had no chance. And it's fourth down.
Well, that's just you go to your guy. I mean, you got a 6'4" receiver on the left side that can jump out the gym, can dunk two hands and hang on the rim, and just unable to connect on that one.
Yep, just threw it a little bit too far. So the minute 51 to play in this game, a 17-17 tie. Noah Rauschenberg will try to give Union a lead. The ball will be set just inside the near side hash mark at the 13. It's a 23-yard kick, and then because it's a left hash mark, it's a little easier for the right-footed kicker. Need a good snap and hold. Teams are ready. Snap is high, but it's down. The kick is up, and the kick is good, but a timeout was called by Mustang just as the ball was snapped. And I got to tell you, I'm okay with anything you do in football. I think that's a cowardly thing to do.
That's a
ice the kicker beforehand. I'm good with that. Call all your timeouts. But to wait to call a timeout as the ball is being snapped, in my opinion, is a cowardly thing to do.
I think it plays, it's a good chess game, and especially for a kicker, right? Kickers are like pitchers.
They're different animals.
And it's come back to bite a couple coaches because the first one missed and the second one was good just about as many times as it's been the other way around.
If Kirk does it, I'll tell him I think it's cowardly that
sure.
way too. I don't care who does it. I think it's a low-down play. I don't like it. And I realize you can do it. It's part of the rules. But it's not just something I have a great distaste for. So to reset, with a minute 51 to play here in this game, it's 17-17. And Union has a fourth down and about 5 from the 6-yard line of Mustang. The winner of this game gets home field advantage in the first round of the playoffs. I can't overemphasize how important that is.
Big time.
Visiting teams don't win first round games. Now, we're to the point where the first round game is the quarterfinal game because we've eliminated a round. That makes it even harder.
Yeah, and it's playoffs. And anytime in the playoffs, you want everything you can get with any advantage you can have.
It is the playoffs, right?
The Cubs won the World Series.
So excited, your voice is gone. All right, they'll set it up again. Just inside the near side hash mark again is Rauschenberg. Need a good snap and hold. Teams are ready. Long count here. Well, that's tough if you're the kicking team. Not sure what we're waiting on. Oh, the officials.
What are they blowing it down?
I think another timeout was called. And, you know, they say this time, actually, Coach Frederick called one.
Yeah, there was 14 on the play clock. And
I'm not sure why they waited so long or why they called a timeout. Jeff Johns, you're down there. Do you have any insight about why they waited that long?
I'm not sure. I don't know if maybe they were trying to get somebody to or something, but he did run out and he called a timeout right there at the end.
Well, it's too important to get it wrong, so that's okay as well. So Noah Rauschenberg has now been iced by his own coach, but a little bit differently, obviously. Coach Frederick's just trying to make sure that he gets what he needs in there. So we will eventually have a field goal opportunity, we think.
Yeah, and I think it's the perfect hash, like we said earlier. If it's on the right hash, you've really got to pull it back across a right-footed kicker. So this is an easy... and it's a easier direction, right? No kick is ever easy, but it's an easier direction to put it through. And maybe if they're holding them tight, it may throw the defense off of their rush pattern, right? I don't know. That's the longest time I've ever seen them hold.
I think if you're on the other hash mark, you'd take the delay and move it back 5 on purpose. So once again, we're going to try to get this done. The ball will be set down at the 9-yard line. Pardon me, the 14-yard line. It's going to be a 20-goal attempt. Snap, hold, kick. That thing's good. Union has the lead. A minute 46 to play in this game. Union 20, Mustang 17. Back with a nail biter and a finish. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 7 gigabytes of data per line for only $49 a month with a strong signal wherever you go. Maybe even too strong a signal. So get the most out of all your devices with 7 gigs for only $49 a month from U.S. Cellular.
Requires new retail installment contract, device protection plus credit approval, and $25 activation fee. Other fees and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching pays off at your local U.S. Cellular at 71st and Memorial or 51st and Sheridan in Tulsa. Find locations and store directions at uscpremier.com. See store for details.
You gonna get that?
I got it covered.
Hello, Heat and Air. Our office is currently closed.
Got any tins?
If you need service this weekend, please call Air Comfort Solutions. Thanks. Have a great day.
The message is clear. On the phone, online, anytime. Your winning call, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
We're back in Mustang, a minute 46 to play in this high school game, an important game. The winner gets home field advantage in the playoffs. Union on a long drive and a field goal leads 20-17 with a minute 46 left. Noah Rauschenberg is going to kick off, and he pops it very high. Damian Close is going to take it. He already has one return for a touchdown. Around the 20, reverses his field, and he's going to get dragged down at the 15. Oh, that's a tremendous special teams play. Damian Close did such a tremendous job early in this game returning those kicks, but that time, I think it was MJ Smith that grabbed a hold of him and knocked him down. And it'll be first and 10 Mustang, but they're deep at their own 14-yard line. The Union drive, 14 plays, 37 yards, and it took 5 minutes and 17 seconds. There's also a flag on this on the play.
Well, there's not enough emphasis you can put on, you know, special teams play, especially after giving up a 99-yarder to a guy like that and putting him in position to do it again. Great coverage there.
This will go against Mustang, and they will be moved all the way back to their 7-yard line. Now, keep in mind, their quarterback, Braden Garrett, has made a living tonight just throwing the ball up on long balls and letting his guys run underneath him. The Union corners have not done a very good job tonight playing the ball with their hands. They've been in position. They just haven't made those plays. Let's see if
right now they do it. I hope with 1:38 left, though, they're not in press coverage. They're going to be, you know, in a cover three where they're able to make a play.
Well, let's take a look at that, Zach. You watch it, and we'll watch the rest. At the 7-yard line, Mustang has a first and 10, trailing 20-17, a minute 38 to go. Garrett fires left side toward the middle, and that ball may be intercepted. It looks like it's intercepted. That's an interception. It's Union's football.
Trey Brown.
Trey Brown came out with it. Now, are the officials going to say he caught it? Trey Brown came up with the football, but they're going to leave Mustang on offense. That ball was knocked down, or at least I thought it was. Jeff, what did you see?
Trey took it right out of his hands as he was coming down to the ground, but the official said that he was on the ground before Trey came away with it.
All right, so it will not be an interception. No turnover so far in this game tonight. A minute 29 left. Now second down and 10. Throwing it left side is Garrett, and he overthrows Close. That was Kyrie Fisher on the coverage, so very quickly it's third and 10 for the Mustang Broncos.
Yeah, they're trying to get that ball into Close's hands, which I don't blame them. You know, that's a key player. But they are pressed up, so the corners are up tight, and they're going to challenge them on these passes.
I'm not sure why you didn't go ahead and just throw it right there, but you know that they're going to. Everybody in the stadium knows what's going to happen right here. Third down and 10 for Mustang. They're thrown 7-yard line, trailing Union 20-17, a minute 26 to go. Garrett in the shotgun has the snap, fires left side, and that ball is caught, but then
it bounced.
Mason Lowe, I thought, made the catch, but it bounced in at the 9-yard line. And for some reason, inexplicably, Mustang has gone away from what worked for them.
And Starks made a great play there. You know, we talked about the corners come up making plays. He actually knocked it out of the hands there, and they don't go deep. Like you said, they've been deep on a couple big, big third downs, and they throw under routes the whole time.
And they're going to bring on their punt team. Fourth down and 10 from their own 7, trailing by 3 with a minute 21 to go. Mustang looks like they're going to punt.
And I honestly go into punt safe and get a return here.
Dylan Dean is going to stand at the back of the end zone. The end zone to our left has Broncos painted in big white letters on a black end zone. He's right at the top of the end. There's the snap. It will not be a fake, and he kicks the ball away. Landon Wood is going to be back, and you hear everybody yelling, get away from it, which is exactly what Landon did. It bounces at the 45 and rolls to the 38-yard line. And I got to tell you, I am puzzled. I'm really puzzled.
They say it's a chess match, and that's a bad play right there.
I really don't understand that. But that here we go. Minute 8 to go for Union with a 20-17 lead. Now Mustang has two timeouts left, so I suppose what they're thinking is stop the clock. But you still don't have enough time.
Yeah, you still have another play.
I am floored by that. If you lose, you lose. You have nothing to lose by going. Yeah, I don't get it.
You and I could talk about that one for an hour and still never figure out why they didn't throw deep.
I think we'd both come up with the same conclusion. So it's Redskins football, but, you know, hey, from our side, who cares?
We like it. We love what they did.
Union leads, and they'll have the football at their own 39-yard line, and they'll go kind of basically into the victory formation. Davenport in the shotgun. I'm not sure I'd even put him back there. I'd put him under center. Going to hand off to Shamari Brooks, and he bursts free around the 45-yard line. Shamari still on his feet to midfield. First down. Shamari Brooks ran over about seven of the defenders right there. Darian Richards and Carter Reese were the guys who made the final tackle, but he got 12 and a first down. I wouldn't be surprised to see him score.
I'm telling you, at a time like this, you're going to try to strip the ball. You're not going to secure a tackle. And if you don't stop his feet, I'm telling you, if you don't tackle his feet, he continues to press. I think they called a timeout right when he was tackled. I'm not sure.
The clock's still running. No, they didn't call timeout.
When I looked over there, it was stopped at 101.
Clock is still going.
No, they doing a runoff or something?
Yeah, I think Union's probably going to take the penalty here. But, yeah, Mustang is not stopping it. Union called timeout just before the last quick break. 35 seconds to go in this game. A bizarre final minute. But Union leads at 20-17. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you will.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work, from helping with deductible assistance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. 40 years of guaranteed fast and trustworthy auto collision repair. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back in Mustang, Union leads 20-17. And the victory formation is a knee taken right there by Grady Davenport. And with 33 seconds to go, Union will have an opportunity to run out the clock here on this second down play. Now, the clock stopped, and it shouldn't have unless not. So now Mustang calls a timeout?
They ran 36 seconds off the clock,
they call a timeout. They punt on fourth down. They don't call any timeouts initially. Second and 10, they call timeout. This game's like cheesecake for breakfast. It just keeps giving.
It is so delicious when you have the victory. When you have the lead, it tastes so good.
Are we in a Twilight Zone episode?
It's been a bizarre game, like all defense, right? The first half is all defense. The second half, a complete switch of that. And then at the end here, the last few plays, I would say maybe they've got a guest coach.
It's been weird. I tell you this, I would very much like to just take this press box with us back to Union. So from my standpoint, yours as well. We got a toilet 10 feet away. We're happy. Second down and 11 for Union. 33 seconds to play. They lead 20-17, and Davenport will take another knee, and there are no timeouts left they had one timeout left, and Mustang takes the other timeout now. Okay. You do know all he has to do is take another knee, and it's over, right? I mean, the math doesn't work.
It doesn't.
Okay, and I'm not
I still have them. I'm going to use them.
I'm not a good math guy. Right, but you can't take them to your
grave. No, I'm just going to take them with me.
But I'm not a good math guy, but I know you can't stop it again. And I know if they kneel again, the game's going to end. So I guess you ordered the pizza.
So I told the story at Norman North, but I had a game that it was at the end of the game, and they went to go kneel it. And the quarterback, I had just thrown an interception. He kneeled it out of his hands. It went under the center's legs, and we ran it in for a touchdown. And we went for two and won the game. So there's always a chance of some crazy – lucky bounce or, you know, something weird happening, but this is some interesting.
How many lunches did you buy the guy that recovered the ball?
That was a deal. That was a life lesson right there.
You know what they say, too much blame and too much credit for a quarterback, and I absolutely believe that. So Union will come back out on the field again at the 48-yard line, their own 48, leading by 3, 20-17 with 30.7 seconds to go. Grady Davenport will take one more knee. Mustang will not be able to stop it. And the officials, most of the time, will not start that play clock. But they did here. They started the play clock immediately. They're going to have to snap it again. But I mean, they're going to take the penalty.
They haven't even set the ball yet.
No, they haven't. They haven't set the ball, but the play clock's at 8 and the game clock's at 13. So unless the official just waves it, the officials waved it off. So who cares? We don't pay attention to the rules. The play clock ran out. The official said, we don't care, even though there were still 3.5 seconds on the clock. And now these officials are heading to the field, or probably heading to the locker room, and we are heading right back into the twilight zone. Game's over. Union wins 20-17. Redskins have a first-round home playoff game. And wow, was that a bizarre ending. All right, we're going to take
a deal.
We're going to take a break, get some pharmaceuticals. We can't figure all this out. And we'll be back with our post game in a moment. 2017 Redskins win. This is Redskins football at KRMG.